Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So it is time once again to potentially break up a relationship or make it better.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get on straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
What do we have, Hack?
We have a lovely couple today, AJ and Liz. They're dating, and AJ's got a bet he's got to pay up on. Liz doesn't like it.
Oh, boy. Now that you said bet, it feels weird to say what I'm going to say. AJ won the toss.
He's on a hot streak.
So, AJ, you get to go first. What's going on?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Here it is. I'm a man of my word, and I'm entered in a fantasy football league, and I always win. But this year, I didn't. I went all in on Christian McCaffrey. It was the biggest mistake of my life.
Oh, my God. I got him first pick.
Oh, my gosh. My nephew had him, too, and it just crushed his season.
What a bust he was this year.
Yeah,
and I held
so
him way
bad.
Too long.
Yeah, rough.
Oh, sorry. AJ, why the hell are you paying this bet? I'm sorry to interrupt, but, like, it's a little late for a fantasy bet.
Well, the reason I'm not paying it up until now is because it involves changing my look. So our punishment this year was going full Hogan, and that means I have to look like Hulk Hogan. I have to dye my hair platinum blonde. I have to shave my body, and I have to rock a Fu Manchu mustache.
Shave
your face?
Are you strong enough to rip a shirt straight down?
Yeah, brother.
But yeah, that's the goal.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. Well, why didn't you do it right after the season?
Well, I was going to, and my girlfriend didn't think it was so funny that our family pictures, you know, it was the first year I was, like, taking pictures of the family because we've been dating for a long time, and I would have had to be full Hogan, full Hulk in the family
picture. Oh, yeah, you don't want to save that.
I will give it to you. I'm glad you didn't do it then.
Why
family
not, brother?
Photos.
I don't know if I'm going to be much help during
this. Yeah, no, TX out. Okay.
Like, you can't wear a wig. Like you guys are serious about your fantasy bets. You have to dye your hair.
I can't wear a wig. I can wear a bandana, but, you know, they're still going to be platinum blonde hair.
Oh, my God.
This is not great.
So you're going to do it now, and she doesn't want you to do it?
Yeah, and I think she would be fine with it. You know, she'd have to deal with it for a minute. But the problem is we're going to a friend's wedding. It's a mutual friend. And she doesn't want to show up to the wedding with me as Hulk Hogan. And she's threatening not to go if I do.
Let's just get her in here real quick, Liz.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get what you're, but like he already didn't do it for your family pictures. So what's your side of this?
You know, I just feel like, okay, I saw all his other friends go through this and laughed about it for sure. But then the idea of actually having to walk in with him looking like that, I don't know. It's so embarrassing just to even think about it.
Yeah, I get it.
But you, like, I don't mean to tell you how bad you are at making your case, but you said you've laughed at other people for going, paying off their, like you, it feels... But, hypocritical for you to not understand, like, he's got to do it now. He lost.
Well, I think of thinking back on it, I was laughing in kind of embarrassment for, like, the other, like, girlfriends that are with those guys and not necessarily, like, at the joke itself. So, and now that I'm confronted with it, I'm realizing everyone's going to be laughing at me this time and him, obviously. And it just doesn't seem appropriate. It seems like it's going to take away from the wedding. You know, I just feel like in general, it's kind of inappropriate.
So you want him to never pay it off? Just like he, like.
Or is the groom part of the fantasy league?
They all are.
Yes.
They all are.
Yeah.
That's the perfect time
so, like,
to do it.
All
then.
The guys
Full
are
going
to be there.
I know.
Yeah. Like I'm all for paying a bet off, but like there's a bride in this and there's a bride
yes.
in this room
yeah.
who's going to, who's like. Hulk Hogan is in my wedding part. In, or
yes.
just
so
in the.
If it was just a guest, and I'm not sure which one you are.
Are you a guest or are you in the wedding party?
No, I'm in the wedding party. I'm not me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
No, if my fiance's friends were like, and by the way, I'm going to be dressed like Hulk Hogan, I'd be like, no, you're not.
But
I
it's a bet.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Let me just get the phone number in because I feel like people have already formed opinions on this. 303-222-5423. Feel free to call, pick a side, or text.
I say you do it and then bring razors to shave it off. At, like, so you get some pictures with.
Oh.
And then you can shave it off.
Most fantasy bets have a time limit.
Do they?
Yeah. Mm. Like, I got to be in Waffle House for 24 hours. I got to rock the Hogan for... 3 weeks. Like,
three
you don't get to.
Weeks.
You got to do it long enough that you've, like,
it's
gone
count.
To a
yeah.
social event, mm. gone out to dinner.
But if you
like,
get it all done in one.
Ooh,
that's the thing. You're
smart here.
But that's the thing. The whole point of losing the bet is, like, this is going to be really embarrassing. And it's yes. not like, well, I'll just call off sick for work for a week and I'll just stay home and
right.
do it. They're like, nope, that's not.
You have to
not
be
the
humiliated.
Point of the bet. Like, yeah. So I get that this is kind of the highest stakes of being embarrassed at. A wedding, but there's a lot of other people that get the secondary embarrassment
yeah.
that aren't a part of this, and that is a little unfair. You know,
I
like
hate
the bride.
To say
and-
this. I think you got to check with the bride, and I'm
yeah.
sorry, Liz, but you check with the bride, and if she says go for it, then you go
but
for it.
But the bride's not in the league, you know?
I know, but you don't want to ruin
her
the
wedding.
Bride's wedding.
Yeah.
But he's supposed to pay it off a long time ago. Like, he already pushed it back to be mm-hmm. nice, and now he's like...
Liz, are you not going to go if he Fu Manchu's, if he full on... Hulk Hogan's it.
Honestly, I think you're onto something. I think if the bride approved it, I would be still embarrassed and not happy about it, but I wouldn't feel like I couldn't go.
But I'm just saying,
you know?
If the bride, like,
yeah.
this is a...
I mean, would you actually, Erica, if somebody came to you and like, can I wear this to your wedding? Would you actually be able to look at them and go,
I mean, no.
absolutely not?
That's fair. But also knowing my fiance's friends who are going to be in the wedding, I'd probably be like, come on!
AJ, like, you guys hang on. We're going to get you a jury and we'll figure out what you're dressing like at the wedding.
I am kind of being a hypocrite because as funny as I think it is, I would be furious if that was at my wedding, for sure.
Yeah.
Think about the parents, the extended family. Like, there's
all
so
the
many more people who are like, what's
okay.
going on with
but
the guy?
You guys were skipping over one step.
What?
She already used her veto.
Yeah.
She already vetoed it for the family photos.
I know.
You don't, how many vetoes do you get?
Not even one often.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
the family photos thing, I couldn't agree more with, though. He did the right thing.
Right.
But now
I did the right thing already. Now,
now this is kind of like someone else's family photos, and that feels worse.
That's worse.
Well, then I'm sorry,
but
we don't have a time machine.
Time, yeah.
So
they're all gonna be there. Like, hey, what's with your? Well,
you still haven't paid off the bet.
Yeah, you didn't do it. They're not gonna let him back in the league if he doesn't do it.
And that would not be good. I'm a big fantasy football girl.
Oh, okay. It sounded sarcastic.
No, I'm so serious.
I'm so serious. I really believe.
Did you have Christian too?
No, my nephew did.
Oh my God.
We do a big family one, and he was devastated.
I was projected to win the whole thing, and I came in.
Did your nephew have to do the Hulk Hogan?
No, we do dances as our punishment.
All right. So does he Hogan up at a wedding?
Yeah, brother.
Or is there some other solution? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're in the middle of a great mate debate between AJ, a man of his word, and Liz, a welcher on bets.
I'm not even going to start with...
Here's the thing. AJ lost a fantasy football bet, and the bet was you have to look like Hulk Hogan for like an extended period of time.
Like actually dye your hair.
Dye your hair, Fu Manchu mustache, shave your body hair. Like, okay, that's fine. Liz vetoed him doing it for family photos.
As she should have.
Yeah.
Got it. But now he's got to pay it off, and it happens to coincide with a wedding where all the other fantasy dudes are at. And she's like, you can't do it at that either. Yeah, like, and so the question is, does he have to do, like...
He has to pay off the bet, yes. And then, time is of the essence.
Does it have to be at this wedding?
Liz, AJ, we're about to get some jury members in here. Feel free to interact, and we'll decide who's coming to the wedding here. Molly?
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I think that if he's a close friend, then and it'll pass off as a joke, he could wear it to the reception, but not the wedding itself.
How do you wear it to the wedding? Do you just like
the problem is it's not a wig. Like they're talking about dyeing his hair, right?
Oh.
Cuz the mustache you could do.
Wear a wig over it.
Yeah.
But you need to mustache. You need to dye your hair. Yeah.
She said wear a wig over it.
It's not the same. It's not the bet.
Wear a wig over it for the wedding.
And then in all the wedding photos, you're
so
like,
goofy.
That man's wearing a wig.
Yeah. Is that a Ronald McDonald wig?
Is there a way we can please you people?
No.
So you...
I would be, to be fair, I would be wearing a wig with a platinum Fu Manchu mustache.
Yeah, that's true. There's something's going on with that guy, no matter what.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He's
okay.
Sticking out a little bit.
Let's keep going here. Cammy.
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. I think there could be maybe a compromise. Maybe he can use his bandana to tie his hair back and wear a suit, and then at the reception, do.
So we're still doing the reception.
Oh my God.
I forgot Hulk wears a bandana too.
I don't think that we can just like cover it. Like, you're not going to cover it up. It's going to be like, why is there spiky blonde hair sticking out of AJ's head?
The bandana
head?
Would cover the whole thing. Yeah.
People have spiky hair.
Okay, I'll take the spiky blonde hair over bandana.
But when does he rip his shirt off?
Oh, my God.
Okay. When you're dancing around, you can rip it off.
Okay. Yeah, that's right, baby.
You sound like fun at weddings.
Thank you for the call. Let's get one more in here and tell you. And TJ?
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side.
Why?
I got a good compromise.
Oh, God. If you say reception, I'm going to drive my car off a cliff.
You're not in a car.
Oh, later. What's your compromise?
All right. So I think that he should go to the wedding, you know, for the nice pictures and everything. But at the reception, his buddies should turn him into Hulk Hogan. That way... everybody understands that it's a gag and everything like that, and they get a good
laugh. They should make it a part of the reception.
He's spending the reception dyeing his hair.
Yes.
Yeah. And the groom's like, I'll get back for the toast, honey. I gotta shave my friend.
I gotta shave his whole body.
Thank you, man.
We have some text.
Yes.
Some people are saying, how is this even a question? Of course he has to pay off the bet.
For real.
Other people are saying, when is the wedding? Can he channel Hulk Hogan after the wedding?
You're just exactly. running out of time. You and especially, I don't want to put words in your mouth, AJ, but like all the guys are going to be there. That's why you have to do it.
Part of the punishment is that I have to attend a quote public event, and this falls under it. And if I don't do it in the next 2 months, there's
You're
no
out.
Way that I can join the league. Yeah,
I just love.
Can we compromise by at least asking the bride, because she matters.
She does matter.
Yeah. I'd also be willing to put this compromise. I like the suggestions from your listeners. I really appreciate them. I would be willing to wear a hat, and of course I'll be wearing a suit. It's still a wedding. Okay.
Like a baseball cap or a top hat?
Like a fedora?
I don't think we're making this.
No.
Propeller hat.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Guys, it's Thursday.
Mm.
Nobody's used a nope this week.
Do I have my nope or not?
I don't think you have it because you a legal procedure yesterday. Yeah. But so. Yeah.
Okay, so I don't have a nope.
Right, and I might just use mine on you for no reason.
News. News.
No. No.
You can't look at me like
News.
That.
No. News.
Stop.
Our only real
you,
hope.
You left ears hanging.
Decide.
Listen, I'm a strong, news. Independent woman.
Or no.
Yeah.
That was
okay.
Real.
We're all feeling it a little bit today.
Do I get my nope back?
No.
Okay.
No.
Got it.
Oh, Aaron,
no,
you start.
No.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Yes, sir.
There's a new dating site out there.
Oh, say more.
I want to know if anyone would be interested in signing up for this. It's
yes.
out of Belgium, and it's a dating site that's called Browser Dating. So you install a Chrome extension onto your browser, and then it matches you with people who have similar search histories.
No,
absolutely not. The things I look up for this show alone.
Yeah, okay, for this show. Oh, my God. Animal husbandry. We never asked you to look that up.
What even is that?
This show has me up so late every night. Wee hours of the morning.
I don't know why I'm always looking at stepsisters, but it's weird.
My gosh.
Yeah, they're trying it out.
What,
the extension hasn't gone global yet. I think people are pretty apprehensive.
Would everybody in this room legitimately not do it? Because I'd be real curious to see.
Well, I wouldn't do it because I'm engaged, but.
Oh, you are?
Tiag wouldn't do it because he's married. Aaron wouldn't
because
in a relationship. So really, Slacker, just you.
Can we all just suspend our disbelief for a second and go, like, if I needed to find a new person, do you want somebody...
Maybe. No, because again, I also look up very weird things, not necessarily for the show, but...
Thanks for being the only honest girl in the room.
But also, opposites attract. I don't think I want us looking up the same thing. I want you looking up your own weird things.
Right.
And then tell me about them.
That's a great point, because if I ever see my wife's explore page on Instagram, it's so different than mine. And that I think that works, because it's like, oh, and then we sometimes kind of switch, because it's interesting to be like, This is what Instagram is to you?
Because your Instagram is, you seem like a creep when I'm on your.
Oh, no. Gosh.
His is probably all random people
making
three.
He's got a lot of girls on there.
No
way.
He's got
the girls doing the sock fitness, they're just on their floor, running, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
where they're just wearing socks.
Why
and
do
they
you even
the,
know what that is?
Because
I've
on
used
his
Instagram.
I don't know. It's a lot of shoes. There are girls because they just won't stop. Instagram.
Instagram's you're a guy.
Yes,
here's the thing.
They will
I knew
not.
You, I was not trying to actually accuse you, but you have said that to me. It's I feel weird because there's always girls on my feed and I don't ask for it.
Right.
And you don't engage in it.
I purposely try not to. And now I'm so paranoid because you're are they tracking your eyes?
Yes.
I that's a thing now too. It's don't even look at it, but then I saw it. So I'm I'm just going to get more. And what have I even done? I just opened a stupid app.
If this app ever comes here, I'll get on it.
Okay.
Because I'm really, by the way, I know I said I was not doing the dating thing. I had this epiphany. This is not probably for news or note, but I know, Aaron, you kind of tried this, but what if I give my life to Erica and Aaron and let you create a profile? Let you just do, I won't even do the swiping.
Yes. I love that idea. And I think we would pick really different people too, which is good.
Ugh.
You don't want to know what kind of person I would pick. Yeah.
Oh. I think, and you set up the dates too. You
don't even give the whole thing.
You don't him go. Oh no, no, because he's. Yeah.
I gotta go. But if like if I go, if it's a full like, I swear, if you put me in a weird situation,
I'll only go once. No,
I
would love for you to find love.
Yeah.
No, but I think you'd intentionally stretch my comfort zone.
Oh yeah.
No, see, I die already. What? Yeah. No, never mind.
It's just
Tax
me
in charge.
Sitting there when you walk in. Like, oh.
Hey, is she coming soon? All right, we can explore that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Do you guys remember Salento?
Oh
yes.
Oh, yeah. What was it?
Yeah, singer of Watch Me Whip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Watch me, nay, nay.
Yeah.
Oh, whip, that's a pretty whip. Watch me, nay, nay.
Well done, nay. Yeah.
Whip, whip. I'm sitting. It's a little.
You're so good at it, though.
The nay-nay was better than I've ever seen.
Thank you. Aaron, more.
Yeah. Well, that was actually her whole name.
Why would we? She was like, do you remember Soulja Boy?
You! The amount of time I spent in parking lots doing that dance is embarrassing.
To this day?
No, not to this day.
Every day he goes to a different parking lot.
Not for like a month.
Oh my God. Oh. Okay, sorry.
He was sentenced to 30 years in prison for killing his cousin. Anyway.
For what?
He killed his cousin.
Oh, what a...
Good evening.
Good evening.
Another downer for you, but also kind of a good thing.
Okay.
Netflix has announced that they will be releasing the previously recorded show Building the Band.
Oh my God.
With
I
Liam
was hoping
Payne.
Somebody would bring this up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do we want that? We don't want that.
I think that it.
Hold on, can I get a little more? I don't know.
So Liam was one of the, I guess it's judges or coaches on a new show that's going to be called Building the Band, where it was him.
Some other heavy hitters.
I'm looking at it now. Someone from the Backstreet Boys, Nicole Scherzinger, and Kelly Rowland.
Which Backstreet Boy?
I think it's AJ. Sorry, looking at the photo, right. I couldn't tell you. So it is the four of them, and they're helping build a band, obviously. They were all in bands. And Liam's family is supportive of the release. I think it's a good thing to see him in a good place again.
And like his final piece of work.
Yeah.
Because I'm assuming he was proud of it.
Right. And I like that people
they
said it was a
great show. They
wrapped
filming like days before he died.
Like
I think.
Weeks.
Really? Sure.
Oh, it was that close? I didn't realize
that. Yeah, I think so.
Do you get to see him in a good place again? Or is it kind of eerie to know it's like, oh, I guess he maybe wasn't in as good of a place
as we
thought?
Well, did we ever really figure out, was it death by suicide or was it an accident?
I think it was an accident. I feel.
Okay.
He was just so drugged up.
Yeah.
And I think he just fell. I don't think he jumped.
They wrapped filming months before he passed. But no, we don't necessarily know.
My daughter is a huge One Direction fan.
Well, your daughter and I have that in common.
Her birthday is July 9th when this thing comes out. Oh. So we spoke about it today and she's like, I don't think I can do it.
Oh. Really?
Because it's just like, if you go back and watch a show that he already did, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, but something that no one's ever seen before.
How is this different than, wasn't there like a Kobe documentary that came out after his death?
No, that's a good point. I mean, this isn't just about him, but I feel like we're going to see him in a better place than how he was perceived with his death.
I guess the Kobe doc is showing a lot of footage that we've
from
seen
way back
before.
When.
Yeah. Like we've remembered those games.
Brand new.
This is
So they might have a little bit of that in it. We don't know.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
All right. Well, this was really fun today.
Watch me win.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, I was listening to a podcast on my way into work today.
I'm sorry.
Is it the Slacker Show where you can get it on Odyssey?
Exactly. Yeah, on the Odyssey app.
I was listening to that and then it ended and something else came on. That's the only reason I was listening to anything else.
This is literally like a Starbucks employee going, yeah, so I was over at Ziggy's. Wait, it's like, what are you doing?
Wait.
This like what?
Not the same.
Starbucks is inferior. Ziggy's is the better coffee.
I've never had Ziggy's.
I haven't either, but my son works there now, so okay. I got to try to build it up.
Fantastic. Well, in this radio show that I was listening to, they were discussing doing something that I really, really, really don't believe in, but I would bet someone in this room has done it.
Being a good person.
No, it's no one in this room has done it.
Yeah, actually, strike out.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Listening to a different show. No, I would not. There are others?
Right, no, no.
Abstaining from eating in a closed environment that's a coworker filled. She's got a freaking stupid tuna salad today.
What?
It changed. It used to be like, I'm just running out the door. And now it's like, I'm planning. My meal is definitely like, this is planned.
Stop it.
Aaron's got strawberries and cream. It's all good. Oh, everything's going great. No, so the thing was using ChatGPT or AI, Aaron, to write something like a maid of honor speech or your vows.
Ooh, okay.
And they were saying that this is totally taking away the humanity of it. And I could not agree more. If my sisters get up there on my wedding day and start giving a speech that is written by ChatGPT,
How would you know that, though?
I wouldn't know, but I'd be mad.
I will tell you this.
You've done it.
I don't think ChatGPT was invented at his weddings.
Oh, right. Weddings.
What?
Do I take your side or do I hit with another joke? Is the question I find myself. I'm at a crossroads here.
Hit him
you
with
guys,
the joke.
Come on.
I had more of a dial-up way. I chose wrong.
What I was going to say is, I think in a speech you wouldn't know. If you're an avid user of ChatGPT, you need to reform. Do not cut and paste it, because ChatGPT does a few things, like a lot of dashes, like no it all, and like you wouldn't go no dash it dash all.
You would have it,
but
as
ChatGPT
like,
does, and it puts it in italics. I've seen like congratulations letters to like the staff. Oh, congratulations, we got a new person. It's like chat. Like oh my god, you can. It's formatted like ChatGPT did it.
But in a speech scenario where it's supposed to be heartfelt and, you know, from your soul and experience.
I could understand using ChatGPT in the, like, grammar area. Just like making sure it flows.
Here are a couple stories. Can you help me?
Yeah.
I still don't agree with it.
I don't. I would use it.
Yeah.
I know you would.
Because, but I would still tweak it. Like I put some.
Some like, what?
I'd throw in there at least once. And ChatGPT doesn't do that.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Yeah.
But like, it's a great starting point.
Yeah, I agree.
Like if you don't know, you no. still have to write the prompt. You still have to go like
and
your fiance
stuff.
Has to go, what color are your eyes? Brown?
Brown.
Okay. Like
he's not your fiance. Why are you getting mad at him?
You can't be mad at me.
We look at each other every day.
I know, but can you tell me what color are mine?
Green.
They're kind of hazel.
Hazel.
Okay.
Well, okay, but here's the thing. Like he if he sat down and went, her blonde hair and like he's just bad with words. I'm not saying he is, but he
No, he's pretty good with words.
But like if he was like, I love her brown eyes, I love the way she looks at our dog Swanson. I love like and then it would like make it more eloquent. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm like gonna, get him there.
I'm gonna tell him no ChatGPT for the vows though.
Yeah, because then he's giving a speech. It doesn't sound like him. If he's not
yes!
good with what you want it to be.
But at a wedding, the bride gets all dressed up and doesn't look like her.
That's not true.
Oh, Aaron.
But
we're
I'm
all faking
not...
it a little bit.
No.
Because you like, want to put your best foot forward on that day. So I'm going to need help because I don't talk well.
That's like saying you'll put a model in the stand. Like we'll just get a model to be the
right. She looks
the
enough
bride.
Like me.
Yeah, and then I'll get a model to be the groom, and we'll just that's our bet. Like, cause you're not doing it.
Oh my gosh.
Can I use it for the first draft?
With T-Hack right
first
now.
Draft.
Yeah, that's what
no.
I mean.
First draft. Saying, then I'll put it in my words because it's gonna go like, Erica, the first time I met eyes with you at the hotel or at the
airport
bar. Tramp. like. It might say, like, I would prompt it with a few memories, mm-hmm. and then it's going to say it better, and then I'm going to put it in my words.
Yeah.
What's wrong with using something to kickstart your first draft?
Would you have a friend read and proof your...
My vows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably not. I want them to only, like, for the first time be said... As we're getting married. What is
so
that thing called?
Don't want
the altar?
Anyone to know? Oh. Yeah. Well, then let me read them. I'm not a friend.
You're definitely not reading them. You'll be like, this isn't going to work. No.
If I like them, then they're not good.
In no world are you reading my vows before my fiance hears them.
But it won't mean anything to me. Don't you think you want
Fine.
A little...
You're uninvited from my wedding.
Great. I don't want to come to your stupid AI wedding anyway.
It's not going to be AI.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Okay. Go ahead. Do your song.
Well, no. We're
going to do Doctword.
DuckTales.
There it is.
And you went, Doctword.
Who's doing Doctword?
And she said, DuckTales. There you go.
Okay.
I never watched DuckTales.
Really?
Oh yeah, I wasn't a DuckTales girl.
I just want to point out, it normally takes us about 10, 15 seconds to get this far off track. We did it in
Not
like three.
Not if you start off track.
So Doctword is this. Like you've had an awkward mm-hmm. run-in with a doctor.
Oh.
Doctword.
Woo!
It's okay. Now here's how it got started. There was a story that was like, how do you know when you've got a bad therapist? Mm-hmm. And we were like, ooh, I bet there's some awkward therapist encounters. And then I was thinking about an awkward thing that happened with me and a doctor and stuff. And then Erica goes, oh, you want a therapist story? And like,
I don't think I talk like
you
that.
You talk? How go ahead. What happened with you and a therapist?
Okay. So I was seeing a therapist. This is like,
why?
I swear to God, I moved the mouse that controls sound
sure.
effects.
Sure.
And it just happened to be on baby cry.
Sure.
Sorry.
Okay, so I was seeing a therapist. This is probably almost 10 years ago now. And I was talking a lot at the time about like my dating life. And it was horrible, by the way. I was constantly going on dates with horrible guys and getting mm-hmm. into situationships with just the scum of the earth.
Ugh.
And so I was talking to her about it. And I was like, obviously, this is a me problem. And she looks me dead in the face and goes, I just think you need to date older men with money. And I was like,
what?
Again,
that's your advice?
I was 22 or 23 at the time. So like very young. And she's like,
you need to be a sugar baby.
You just like, she, and then she starts telling me like, I only date older men who will send cars for me and all this stuff. I think that was the last time I saw her. I had seen her for over a year. And I finally was like,
"What?
We're not on the same page."
Did she work for Epstein? Like, that feels like she's like a facilitator of sugar daddies.
Well, and in someone else's therapy session, is the therapist supposed to be like, this is what I do? Like,
they can sometimes relate their own personal, like, I went through a journey that's similar, but it's like, yeah, I'm banging old dudes. Yeah.
Right.
Like,
and,
what?
And they send cars for me and they pay for everything. She literally's like, and don't ever pay for anything. And I was like, deep. We've somehow gotten really off track and no, thank you. She'd love to know I'm engaged to a man my age now.
It's a really awkward thing. Don't ever pay for anything. Anyways, here's your bill for the visit today. Yes! You're like, what did you just tell me?
Get daddy to pay for it.
Ew.
Sorry. Sugar daddy. You know what I mean?
No, still not.
I get it. Wow. I don't like it either.
You said it.
So I don't really want to tell my own story, but recently I had a blood pressure scare and I went to it. And instead of giving me any drugs, the doctor was like,
or any advice in general,
of nothing,
like natural ways to maybe try to.
I was like, I'm a little panicked. Like, I want to get my blood pressure down. It was like super high for like 3 days in a row. And I'm like, oh my God, this is weird. And I was like, I'm not shopping for scripts. I'm not a big fan of pharmacy stuff, but she was like, yeah, no, your blood pressure is high, but eventually we'll just change the standard. So like, you know, we're just allowing everybody's health to go bad. So just accept that this is where your blood pressure is at. She's like, see that chair over there? If you were too fat to fit in it, I wouldn't be allowed to like tell you about your weight. I just have to buy bigger chairs for the next time you come. And I was like,
who bit her in the butt that day?
And what about me says that's what I want? Like, what about anybody?
Yeah. Says that that's what they want to hear when you
I'm
are
panicked
a patient
about my blood pressure.
And you are a patient in their room.
So crazy.
It was.
Please tell me you went to like.
I didn't do anything. I came home and I did a teledoc with another doctor and they were like, what just happened to you is insane.
Yeah.
They kind of suggested that I reach out to the.
Yeah. And absolutely.
I'm not going to get involved in that.
You have to, because they're probably doing worse things to other people.
That's true. Okay.
Are these all too serious? Do we need?
Mine was funny. She told me to date old rich men.
Did you at least try it?
No.
All right. If you've had some awkward run-in with a doctor, we'd love to hear what yours is. 303-222-5423. Call or text.
This one wasn't necessarily awkward for me because I don't feel awkward ever, but my first OBGYN was also my sister's, was also my mother's.
I had that too.
Yeah.
And she was my sister's best friend's mom.
Do you want to make it awkward?
Sure.
Did they ever like go, I see the resemblance?
No.
It runs in the family.
Not that I remember.
You could blindfold me, or did they say I could tell you apart? It's like,
oh my God.
If we put sheets over all of you and I just walk in, like, that one's Aaron. That one's.
That kind of means he's a good doctor.
Yeah. Was it a man?
Attention to
no,
detail.
It was a female.
Okay.
But now it's a man.
We've done doctored in the past. I swear we've had somebody call with the gyno and it was a dude. And like at the end of the appointment, he was like,
no. Do you want to hang out sometime?
Yes.
And like as they're, you know, doing their stuff, they're like, oh, what's your day like? Are you dating anyone? All that stuff.
Worse than that, I was at the OBGYN and they know what I do. And they won't stop asking me about Slacker. And I'm like, you are up in my business and I am thinking about Slacker right now. Thank you so much.
I hate that.
When are you guys not thinking about Slacker?
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah.
And that has to be the weirdest feeling in the world.
Because then you texted me at the same
while
they're talking about you. So I look at my watch and it's a text from you and I'm like, I'm never getting out of this.
That upsets me deeply.
Forgot about that until this moment. I suppressed that.
What's wrong with you, man? This is your fault somehow. Okay.
All right, if you've had a weird... I need some time.
You want to spend it together?
No, nope, I do not. Because now I'm thinking about a daddy thing with Erica.
Oh my gosh.
The weirdest
of weird things with Aaron.
Yes. All right. So your weird encounters with doctors, we call it doctored. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so we're talking about awkward doctor visits. We call them doctored. And
doctored.
If
Woo-hoo.
I'm just okay. Karen.
Yay.
Yay. Doctored. What happened to you?
I fell and didn't know I had exactly what I did. Finally went for MRI. I tore my meniscus and my ACL.
Been there.
Finally went to the surgeon, and the surgeon said, "Oh, you didn't hurt yourself. It's just arthritis. You need to lose weight, and that's it."
Oh my gosh.
To which you craftily replied after you ripped his throat out. Like
I stood up and said, okay, I don't know what else to say. I didn't want to rip his throat out. He was very mean. And exactly what you said, they said, they told me to complain and everything, but I said, okay, I moved on. Now it's bone on bone. And I've moved on. And when it's unwalkable, then I'll go into another surgeon and hopefully you'll get another.
Oh my God. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Mm. That's awful.
That is.
I'm starting to question your knee injuries, though, Slacker.
What?
It might be arthritis.
I definitely have that.
Oh, you have that too?
Well, are you a doctor?
Do you know what arthritis is?
It sounds like I could be.
Arthritis just means your cartilage is gone.
So it's bone on bone.
Yeah, I'm bone on bone. When I went in for my knee injury, that like my meniscus is torn, and then he's like, I don't know how you walked in here. Your femur looks like it exploded because there were so many bone bruising on it. It's like,
wow.
And he's like, also, you're fat. he didn't say that.
That's kind of what they always say.
They do kind of like, you're just a chunky little monkey. Yeah. Sarah?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Doctored, what happened?
All right, so I'm a nurse, and I was working at a urology clinic, and you know, at a certain point after a vasectomy, the patient has to come in and leave a sample.
Oh, yeah.
And as I was putting that sample onto the slide, the doctor comes out as I'm gagging.
Why were you gagging?
Well, you know, semen.
No, I got it.
Wait, was it the doctor?
I don't like playing with other people's bodily fluids, so needless to say, I switched specialties.
Oh, yeah, you had to get out of that one.
So she was kind of the doctor word in that.
Yeah, you were like the. Well, the doctor had to just be standing there. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was just sitting there gagging. It was gross.
All right. All right, thank you for that little moment. Susan?
Yes.
Doctored, what happened?
I had a parasite fluttering around in my head because I put a blanket over me that had some acquired something that I received from a boss, an employer.
Uh-huh.
And so I asked my mom if she'd take me to the hospital because I wanted to get a prescription to get rid of the parasite, and there was only like one or so. And I was concerned about my heart because it would get, if it got in there, I could die. So I wanted to go into the cardiologist and speak to a physician that actually knew something about, you know, the heart and the condition of a parasite.
Okay.
And then they admitted me to a psychiatric ward.
Okay.
Oh, because they didn't believe that you had a parasite?
Well, I don't know. I think they just wanted to start playing around with me. And so at least I got the prescription that I wanted.
That's good.
Yeah.
But I had to play with them back to get it.
Mm.
Oh, interesting.
But I just wanted to get the prescription, you know, so get the parasite out. All I cared about was, you know, living.
Of course. Yeah. Sure. Glad you got it.
Thank you for the call, Susan.
Erica, how you doing?
What happened?
It's fine.
okay. Peyton?
Hi.
Yay!
We're off the rails, so welcome. Doctor.
Okay. So, she's done fertility treatments and IVF. You have to go through a lot, and the ultrasounds are with a wand.
Over
the stomach.
I've had one of those.
So with the wand and the chair, with my procedures, the place had taped up celebrities from People magazine, whatever, on the ceiling. It's like,
like hot men, and one of them was somebody I had dated before.
What?
So I'm looking up at him while I'm having this procedure.
You're getting the wand of doom while staring at an ex on the ceiling.
What celebrity? Wait, can you say? Will you tell us?
No, not on the radio.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
We're definitely calling you back.
Was it Slacker?
Hot men on the ceiling.
Because they want to distract you, but maybe a different issue.
Yeah.
Maybe popular mechanics or something.
Right.
Oh my God. Leah.
Yay.
Docked word. What happened?
Yeah. So I was seeing the same OBGYN for years, and I went to my appointment post-breakup and filling out my intake form, and we were going through it, and she was like, oh, you marked yes for sexually active. And I was like, well, no. Not currently, but like I could be. And she just looked me up and down and crossed off yes on the docket and circled no.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
So the other day, we got to see a different side of T-Hack.
I don't think I was in the room because I'd have remembered that.
You showed up later, but you still had the same impression or same response.
What am I forgetting? Mm. I compartmentalize so much of my life that I don't think I remember what you're talking about.
Okay. Do you remember T-Hack?
What side of me are we talking about? It's been months since I pulled my pants down. Come on.
Was he mean?
No.
I vaguely remember something about T-Hack, but now...
They're like, no. Like, that's... Like,
could never. You're not a mean guy.
That could be tough.
No, and you're...
so tough.
He's becoming more curmudgeon, but I don't think that's another side. He's just getting worse.
It's not necessarily a personality trait. We had a special guest come to the station, and they brought stuff for us, and he put on...
Oh,
some ears, like
the
a
Mickey
headband.
Mouse ears.
Yes, and we had a whole conversation about it.
Because he looked amazing.
It's weird. It's weird.
We were stopped.
There are times where I'm just really, I'm kind of attracted to T-Hack.
No,
he just got the big brown eyes.
And I immediately was like, I need to take pictures.
That's right. You had a glamour photo shoot. Yeah.
This is, again, we're teetering on offensive. You're like, can you believe it?
I told him he needs to be a headband person. And
he does.
I went to the store yesterday.
Oh, no. It's the gift of the magi.
And I bought some headbands for him, but he walks in today with a haircut. Are you kidding me?
He ruined it.
Yeah.
You ruined it.
My head's so big. I'm afraid they're going to snap.
Those are kind of small ones.
Yeah, I was like, I'm looking at that. They're going to.
Might fit your 2-year-old daughter.
I feel like we're just going to hear a snapping sound.
We'll see.
I can barely get these on my wrist.
I feel like it would be fine.
I don't think he's that kind of headband guy.
What?
So she got the hard plastic ones.
Well, I was thinking a thin one rather than a thick one.
Yes.
Those
were the only thin ones that they had, but I thought this would be a good dip into it. We could see
good
a
bit pattern, of a gateway. Some drug. Neutral tones. Yeah. Kind of a cheetah print.
Do you want to try
that? That would be called tortoise
shell. You cut your hair.
I think.
It's still long. It still would push back.
Who does he look like now with this new haircut?
I don't know. What is this? What are we doing? What is this?
I will say the haircut. Aaron looked at me and said, oh.
Yeah, I'm not as attracted to.
It's not a bad haircut.
My God. Oh my God.
No, it's just not the same.
Okay. I have to try to salvage this.
Yeah.
Keep talking. I'll let you.
We need to get a look at it's drastic. You cut a lot. Do you know how much you cut?
I think he said like an inch, and a half.
No, he did not, sir.
Three. It's always a little more than when it feels like more when you get out of the chair and you're like, oh, it's gone. It's all gone.
Is there a product in it right now?
Yeah. There's always a little gel in it.
Okay. I just didn't know, because you just got it cut today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, today?
Yeah, like an hours ago.
So I just wonder if we can, if you tussle it, if it might look longer again. It's being held.
You want it
together.
To be a little messy.
Yes.
To
the thing
have
that
more
makes
of a flow.
Hack is like He just looks like you drove to work in a convertible. A little.
But that's the thing. Your hair grows out and you get used to it, but then you're like, oh, there's no shape to it anymore. It's just like
and
hanging.
There definitely is shape again. Yeah.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you. You're not saved, but thank you.
Yeah, it's just so drastic that nobody was ready for it. And now right. I feel their disappointment because it's...
Well,
it's,
and now I literally haven't gotten a haircut in a year. It was this time last year that yeah, I got okay. a haircut. So maybe now I'm like, I can't do where- it. Everyone's reaction to hack, I can't get one.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't think you're going to do
people
anything.
People are sick in the hallway. It's terrible.
Oh. Buddy, do you want to try one of the headbands? Or no?
We need yeah. scissors.
Put it on.
Yeah. Scissors.
I feel like I'm going to break it, though. My get head is really big.
Do you have scissors?
You might be able to rip it.
Oh.
Okay, oh, you're going to listen to... Maybe okay, not. This is ridiculous. Here's what I was thinking. Don't they make headbands that are... It's like a great big thing, and then you put it around the back of your head?
Like the full ones, not the...
Yeah, I okay. thought you were going to get him to do one
well,
of those.
Target didn't have those, so...
Oh. So, and he's not worth driving around for?
Well...
I mean, not now, obviously, oh, with that haircut.
She's doing this without scissors. I'm very impressed.
Wow.
Thank you.
All right, which one do I go for? The cheetah? Or
go
the...
with the one... That, oh, it's not turtle...
What, or it's a tortoise, it, I guess. Not
no,
cheetah.
No, it's cheetah. I was lying
to you. I'll do the light one so you can see it.
It's like kinda, a cream?
I feel like it's going to snap.
Hold on. It's not going to snap. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh.
It's not the same reaction we had.
Yeah, you're laughing at me. What is this? What are we
doing? I'm not. Okay.
Wait, do it with the darkest yeah. one so it blends into your hair.
Okay.
This is radio, you guys. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take picture.
The way that he pulls it forward, too, to help get the poof.
Oh, yeah. You got to add the volume.
The problem is right? It looks like my childhood photos because my mom chopped my hair off 1 year.
Okay.
Right. I just okay. not sure.
Do we have pictures from yesterday?
Yes.
Can we A-B
yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
what
yeah.
he's done?
Okay, this is better, though.
Yeah, the darker one is better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm still not saved.
this is part of having, you, every once in a while you have to just, you cut it and then you let it go yeah. and then you just have to do it, right?
I mean, remember last week when my fiance sent me a photo of his beard
yeah,
and we all
he
were
just
like,
went, he went full on drastic yeah. mode on it.
And now it's all good again.
Okay.
So. Yeah, well, beards grow back out okay. and I don't know what's going
on. Stop that.
All right, just go to our socials and vote on which, you want the Farquaad, is that what he's called?
Farquaad.
Oh, Farquaad.
No.
Is
it's
that a
not
bad thing?
Bad at all.
You shouldn't have brought that up.
All right. Do you know what you look like right now?
No, I don't. I can't okay. see myself. Don't feel great though.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
May I introduce to the room...
Oh.
T-Hack, the fast food aficionado.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bow, please.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, sir,
thank
sorry.
You, thank you.
There is a poll out about the best fast food French fries.
Oh, yes.
And there's only one person on the planet who's had them all.
Likely. You guys have had most of them, too.
Have you had Zaxby's?
I have.
You've had Cheshire?
Really? You know where that is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they're down south. I think it's where I had it. I think
like Pueblo?
No, like Atlanta, I think, is where I had it.
Oh, like the southern part of the country.
South, yeah.
Got it.
There might be a Zaxby's around.
No way.
I'm looking it up.
What about Bojangles? You've had those?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that another southern? Is that a chicken joint?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Checkers?
I've had Checkers. I think in Atlanta.
I think so. Yeah.
Why
Checkers
have you both
is the one
been
that Rick
Atlanta
Ross owns
so
like 50
much?
Of.
I've only been
Who
once.
Rick Ross.
Oh.
He owns like 50 of them.
Zaxby's is southern, for sure.
All right.
None here.
Yep. I retain my title as knowing everything.
Well, as long as we're going through the list and just naming off things, Checkers came in at number 10. Do you recall? Oh, you didn't say you had that one.
I've had those.
Yeah. Fine.
Can we go around the room real quick and go, what is your preferred fried potato form?
Ooh, fried. It has to be fried?
Yeah, so no, we're just doing fries. Okay. Like, would you prefer a fry or a tot? We can start at the, we're going genus, phylum, like whatever.
right.
Fry or tot?
Fry all day.
All day?
All day. Even breakfast, I would do a fry. Fry's superior.
It depends on what you're putting on it.
Well, and what style fry are we doing? The Red Robin steak fry?
Hey.
What?
Genus, phylum, we're starting up
yeah,
here.
We're on fries.
No, we're not.
Okay.
Only he chose so far.
But I'm curious.
We'll get there.
Okay.
Are you a fry or a tot, Aaron?
I'm a tot.
I'm a fry.
I'm with Aaron if we're dousing it.
What?
Like if
there's
you're gonna
two
do
tots in the room.
No, if just regular fries, just like bag for
but, yeah.
But they can't even be compared because
when you
tots.
Get, no, when you get like specifically the how do you say the company Orida
or
Ida?
Yeah.
The mini ones.
The mini ones in an air fryer.
They get so crispy. They're,
it's like
and soft on the inside. They're so good.
Never had a.
You, oh my god!
Orida.
I know you're a mini tot girl.
Yeah, absolutely.
There is always two bags of mini tots
I
in
had
my
some
freezer
literally
all
last
time.
Night.
But that's my problem with tots is that you get them from a fast food place and you're like, this tastes, I could have made this at home. It's never any, the tots from a fast food place are never any different to me. It's
like,
just like, yeah, this is exactly like the bag that I could have made at home.
I always get the tots at Smashburger and they're really good.
I didn't know they had tots.
Mm-hmm.
I will say there's a restaurant in Longmont called Roost. I don't get anything from these guys. Roll in there, they'll make a green chili tot that will change with like pulled pork on top of it.
Nice.
It'll change your life. It'll
so
move
like
you.
That kind of smothered. Yeah, that's different than French fries.
Yeah.
But like chili cheese fries, you can't beat.
See, a French fry can stand on its own.
Yeah.
It doesn't even put meat on it. Like it's just a French fry.
Tots can too. Because they have the crunch.
But I'm back to fry.
Okay.
you got me with like you're right. There's no tot at any restaurant at fast food that you go, that's better.
They are good. I'd like tots. Like, don't get me wrong.
If they're like, our fry machine's broken, you're like, well, then tot me, baby. Let's go.
Those would be the same machine.
I don't think so. One pushes out strings and other pushes out a lot of little things and they smush them together. It's tots and, okay.
I think they come frozen.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're to fries.
Okay.
Now, are we shoestring? The regular fry, right?
Okay.
The crinkle.
Oh.
Or what's the, like
curly.
The
curly.
The steak.
Steak or what about a curly?
Curly waffle.
Waffle's good too.
Oh my God, Eric is like coming. She might be, hold on. May I introduce the new queen of potatoes?
That's a dream of mine.
To be the potato queen?
Yeah, thank you. Everything I've wanted in life, complete now. Right there. I'm good.
Potato queen.
I would say this.
What's that song you sing?
What?
Potato queen.
Yeah, we can make you a potato queen song.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm nervous.
I think it's the regular. I think shoestring are trash.
I'm
You're
with
you. Trash.
Oh, the dude.
I actually just don't believe
You're from California. No, so you like that
I just don't believe in bad mouthing any form of French fry.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the shoestrings. They're okay. They're not my favorite, but.
Okay. But what is your favorite? Because I'm going to say this. All y'all is just like the movie The Hangover, and I bring it up every time. Everybody's like, oh, Hangover movie's the best movie, funniest thing I ever saw. Mm. And then you watch it and you're like, this is dumb. It's dumb. Okay. If it's been built up in your head too much, it's dumb.
No, I understand that, but I think the fry that's my favorite is the one that you're going to say.
Shake Shack Crinkle? Yeah. Everybody's like, best fry you're ever going to put in your
those
mouth?
Those are pretty good.
Are you kidding me?
Crinkle fries. I'm not necessarily saying from Shake Shack because I have had like a bad batch before, but Crinkle fries, superior.
I don't know.
Mm.
Sonic Shake Shack
really good.
Crinkle is number two on this list.
It's crazy because it's not good. That's why this list was not prepared by people, by my potato queen or my fast food king.
The bad news is what's up top.
I can't believe it.
Because I support it.
What?
You've yelled at me about this before.
You've been decrowned.
I've like, never
you cannot had, possibly think that's the best fry.
I think that I love, can I say what it is?
Yeah.
I think that I love In-N-Out burgers so much that it's like the full experience is just elevated.
No.
I've never had warm fries from In-N-Out.
That is not their strong suit.
Really?
They've always been like lukewarm.
I don't disagree with her. Their fries are an afterthought.
And then if you try to get them animal style, terrible. Because it's literally just the slice of cheese just over it. You could peel the whole thing off because it's not melted.
They're not warm enough to melt the cheese.
Yeah. I've never noticed
Yeah,
that.
And the slice of cheese, again, you're like, I feel like I could have done this at home.
Correct.
Like, I have cheese at home.
If they do steam it, because I have had them warm, and that cheese on there, and did you know that you can ask for like Fresno peppers?
Oh, wow.
I don't get animal style. I just get cheese and peppers on it.
That's smart.
And it's next level. But their fries are like strips of pizza box.
Yeah.
Just like,
they could use a little more time in the fryer.
I love to dip one of their fries in a chocolate shake.
Yeah.
But if we're talking standalone, I guess you could say they're not my favorite on its own, nothing on it.
It's the worst.
Yeah, they don't even put the salt on it. They give you the packet.
Maybe you're watching your weight.
I hate that.
You do it.
That's what it is. Every time, like, you do it. Okay. Then they throw the cheese on there and they're like, what? What are you going to do?
Oh. The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we got a little off track. Is everybody calmed down?
Yes.
I think you were the only one worked up so bad.
I don't think so.
No, I'm pretty worked.
I think we're talking about the number one fries in the world, in the country, based on 40,000 Yelp reviews. And coming in at number one is In-N-Out Burger, and only one person believes that's true.
Mm-hmm. And it's me.
I guarantee.
I don't think it's number one. I think it deserves high on the list, but I have my one spot reserved for something else.
Your number one spot
is? Is it on the list?
Not on the list.
Okay.
I don't like the shoestring. I was just thinking about this. I don't, because a nice regular fry, you can hold it and then hold it below your mouth. The shoestring, it feels like you have to hold it above your mouth. Like you're like
craning it in.
I'm
going to say this. I thought you were an insane person until you just did it with your hands. And you're right. Yeah. Shoestring has to be lowered into your mouth.
Yes, you go down like you're eating grapes. Like you're the prince of Europe or something.
My God.
If you want to eat a fry, it needs to be lower than your mouth.
There is a reason.
Are you saying that fries aren't for royalty?
I declare. Tell
me he didn't just nail that.
No, I understand, but like, if I am the prince of Europe, as he said, I absolutely want people lowering fries into my mouth.
Right.
Okay. Well. Okay.
Yeah. Erica,
everyone
in In-N-Out has a sore neck.
You're saying you've never lowered a fry into your mouth?
No, of In-N-Out course fry. I have. Probably not an In-N-Out fry.
But you, like In-N-Out fry, you can't come up from the bottom
because it just.
An In-N-Out fry, you're calling a shoestring?
In-N-Out fries are shoestring.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Yeah, they are.
In-N-Out fries are shoestring. And let me say this. I don't think they're on the list. Five guys have thick, fresh cut fries, but they're so damn greasy. You almost have to, because if you're trying to bring.
In-N-Out's fries are not shoestring
fries. Yes, they are.
What are they then, if not shoestring?
The fries are cut into a thicker, more substantial shape than shoestring.
That's not true.
That's flat out not true.
I Googled are In-N-Out fries shoestring, and the first thing that pops up is why do In-N-Out fries suck? The
there
second one is how to order In-N-Out fries that don't totally suck. So
there we go. That's your number one right
there.
Sorry,
I interrupted you because I was so passionate and I don't know what you were saying.
So the Five Guys gets a little floppy, so you almost have to lower it. You start coming up from the bottom.
The Five Guys get floppy.
There's nothing worse than five floppy guys.
There is nothing worse.
But then it's like you're trying to get it in your mouth and you gotta like move. Like you got the fry tries to juke its way because it's just kind of
too soft.
It's a cat and mouse game.
It's a little limp.
Yeah, you're just gotta. And it's not gonna get any better when you get it in your mouth.
Right.
It's definitely not that one.
Some of those fries are pretty long. You're like, what was this potato?
I know. And it's always from like Elgin or something. That's where they were from last night. I got Five Guys last night. Man, was
I
hungry.
You know where the potatoes from? I missed it.
I had Five Guys last night and man, was I hungry.
Okay.
Should we go through the rest of the list? Because we didn't get through it the last time.
Yes, yes, yes. At least the top five.
Okay. In-N-Out Burger at number one. Shake Shack, the inferior crinkle.
It's because you can dip it in that cheese sauce.
Again, that's my question.
Well, okay, hold on. Have you ever eaten there? Because I feel like you've always DoorDashed. Oh.
No, I DoorDashed it when I was in Kansas City. And the DoorDash.
Because it was terrible. You don't want to do that.
They drove around for like an hour with my food. Yeah. You're hungover as hell in your hotel room and just watching them. Just, you're like, where are you going, man?
I will meet you outside. Come back.
Please, for the love of God, bring me my fries. Oh my God, it's the worst feeling.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think if you have to dip it to make it taste good,
then it's not the one.
Even ketchup. Mm-hmm.
I'll even, so it was similar to, Shake Shack, Culver's, they're crinkle fries, and they also have a cheese sauce that's really good. And their fries are crispy, they're warm, so try that.
But they stand alone? Do you just eat a fry?
Totally.
Like,
they do.
I think the crinkle is made to soak up a lot of ketchup, but I don't want to eat a crinkle by itself.
You totally can, because they put enough salt on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. They do.
And they put it on?
They put it on.
They do it. Yeah, they do it for you. Can you believe it?
Okay.
Culver's, we love you.
Okay, Freddy's is at number three.
And you know what?
They are shoestring.
Freddy's is a shoestring.
But you know what? Freddy's salts the living hell out of it. And they're... Okay, she's holding it up, but so are In-N-Out. I'm going to put In-N-Out. I will stop at In-N-Out on my way into work tomorrow. I'm going to get Freddy's and In-N-Out. And
please.
I'm gonna tell you, and I won't tell you, and I won't tell you which
snack.
One.
Wait, so we could eat in the studio?
No!
Bojangles come in at number four. Came in at number four. Still on that Five Guy thing. And I'm going to disagree with this one, too. This is just like In-N-Out. In-N-Out, your burgers, I see you. I see what you're doing.
Yeah,
you're amazing.
Respect it.
And number five, Chick-fil-A, you make the superior chicken sandwich. Everyone else should just cool it. Popeyes, shut her up. Bye. You're done. Your chicken sandwiches suck compared to Chick-fil-A. But Chick-fil-A, your waffle fries, that is a swing and a miss.
A swing and a miss.
Have you tried them recently? Because they did the whole thing of, I think, adding baking powder, baking soda.
They're crispier?
Yeah.
Maybe I haven't, because they're just, it's such a soft potato experience.
Soft. You seem to have a lot of soft experiences.
Trust me, you get to a certain age.
The thing with Chick-fil-A is the sauce.
Yeah.
That's how they get you.
Oh my
you.
God. Do you dip their fries in Chick-fil-A sauce?
Of course I do.
You have to.
I want to guzzle Chick-fil-A sauce by the gallon.
Yes.
Let's go. Has it at his house
in
by the gallon.
Bottle?
Uh-huh. And like 100 of the packets.
It's so good.
All right. So now we got you the top five. Now let's go around the room. What is the actual number one fry? They weren't right on any of these.
No,
I don't think so.
Who's number one?
You've got a craving for a French fry. Where are you going?
McDonald's. McDonald's, yes.
And where is McDonald's on the list?
Literally the bottom.
At the bottom, allegedly.
I don't eat fast food very often. So.
Okay.
You know what, though? McDonald's doesn't have something else at McDonald's that makes you go, I got it. There's no Chick-fil-A sauce. There's no In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah.
There's no cheese sauce.
But I think these numbers, because they come from, what was it, the reviews?
Yelp.
Yelp reviews.
Yeah.
And there's so many McDonald's. There's people getting McDonald's at the airport, at the...
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Here and there. The experience is so varied that people are going, oh, they weren't cool. And
their fries have never sucked. Have you ever had a bad fry? Ever?
No. No,
I mean,
not really.
Probably like once.
No.
Do you know what we need to do on the show?
I'll eat them.
Let me just...
like, I want to do this again. There is a fast food meal you can eat where you go to McDonald's and get the fries. You drive over to Wendy's and get a Frosty to dip them in.
You go to Chick-fil-A to get a chicken sandwich.
You damn skippy.
Yeah.
Like, we
build it.
We need to.
Yeah.
We just need to find a place where the places are close together.
Yeah, it's the airport.
Oh. Right. Okay. All right. Book your tickets.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We haven't done this in a little while because it's been a little silent out at Camp Diddy. Are you going to call him that?
Diddy. I don't think we should be referring to anything as Camp Diddy.
Okay. You're probably right.
Yep.
We call it the, it's not daily though.
Occasional, I think is what we change it to.
Occasional it's Diddy odd. Dirt.
The odd.
Yeah.
Odd. Occasional Diddy Dirt.
Yeah.
Welcome.
This one's interesting. It has nothing to do with Diddy actually, but they may be excusing a juror because of quote, lack of candor, which means they lied.
Did she say candor?
Yeah.
That feels like one of the places you visit just before you hit Mordor.
I was going to say, one does not simply walk.
How does it, how is it pronounced?
Candor.
Well, it's pronounced.
My God, Erica, how, didn't you go to journalism school?
It's spelled candor.
Got it. You know that there's some words that are just spelled one way and you.
Well, me, how do you say that one?
Okay. B-L.
Oh no.
BL.
Oh my gosh.
I'm trying to do the song. B-O-L-O-G-N-A. Oscar Mayer is the way or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Back to Diddy.
That was a lot.
Okay, the juror had a lack of candor, which meant that they
I don't know. I just had to break up whatever was happening. Can we all get refocused now?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they think that one of the jurors lied in the process of being selected for jury, because both the like lawyers have to interview all the jurors and for whatever
the
reason.
The voir dire, or as you would call it, the, oh my God.
Add this to the list.
Voir dire?
You don't know what a voir dire is?
Why would I know?
Does everyone
that does
else
not
the,
sound?
I don't think I've heard it, but I don't know that I know what it means.
Don't pump your fence. Yeah. It's not something to cheer when there's two stupid people in the room.
What does it mean?
It's what happens when it's the questioning of jurors.
Okay.
It's like,
see, I don't have a lot of experience doing that.
You haven't watched Law and Order?
Not enough to know voir dire.
Have you ever been selected
on jury
for
duty?
Yeah.
Okay. I've been interviewed for it. Sorry, I was looking for more information
so
on this.
You were voir
diring,
maybe.
Okay.
I don't think I ever got to the point of whatever voir-deering is. But,
okay.
Sorry, I was looking for more information on the
juror,
and then I found this headline. Prospective Diddy juror excused after admitting he can't go a day without smoking weed.
Is that the same guy?
No, different.
Oh, different dude. Okay.
This was before the trial started.
Okay.
So, yeah, apparently he lied, but they aren't saying about what, because they have to do like a little bit of a hearing about this guy before they can decide if he's going to continue.
So like today, like they've really not really done any trial today. I think they made it to lunch maybe, and then it's been all about juror number six.
Yeah.
Is what I heard. Mm. So since we haven't done Diddy Dirt in a couple, occasional Diddy Dirt. Odd,
there we go.
In a couple days, can we talk about the thing that came out the other day?
What
thing?
Was it?
Cause so he does the freak offs, right? We've got the baby oil. We've got eyedroppers full of drugs. We got
disgusting.
Like all these weird things, and he's filming everything, and it's just like, and then he gets done and goes and watches Dateline. And I don't know why that came
that
out.
Thing.
What?
Yeah.
I did
it
not see that.
It came out on the stand. It's like, whenever he's done with a freak off, Diddy would just like go in. And it wasn't like he'd go in and watch TV. They were very specific. And they were like, he loves his Dateline after a freak off. This is
really
like your jelly on a burger thing, dude.
It was Diddy would unwind by having foot rubs and watching Dateline.
Like, do you think he was fantasizing about like being on Dateline someday?
Kind of. That's what I'm saying.
He will be.
Nothing to do with anything. He watched the local news. Was he fantasizing about becoming a newscaster? Like
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story. I've spent a lot of time in Walmarts, but I've never seen this happen before. And I've seen a lot.
I've also got a story in a store kind of similar to Walmart, and I bet you haven't seen this happen.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story comes from Florida! am boy gear up. So I'm a 70-year-old man in Florida is currently facing charges because he was walking around a Sam's Club in Florida.
Yeah.
And he decided, you know what? Right here on top of this pallet of Spam and this pallet of Vienna sausages is a really good place to urinate. So he unzipped, he peed on the pallets, zipped back up, wandered around the snack section.
Hold on. I think you probably improved both of those products.
Oh, don't even start with my dad and Vienna sausages.
I don't want to hear about his personal problems. Oh, God. Spam?
We're not quite a Spam family, but Vienna sausages.
God.
Yeah, this man is now facing...
Wait, but what did he do around the snack? You said he wandered around.
He wandered around and then he sat on some patio furniture, paid for everything in his cart and left, but they ID'd him using info from his Sam's Club card.
You still paid for something?
Yeah.
They went and followed him home and arrested him there.
Okay.
And they're saying that he's got like a combined value of damage of about $10,000.
For Spam and the wieners?
No way.
On $3,300 cans of Vienna sausages.
Why don't you have to throw it out? It's just on the can.
Would you want a can of anything that's been peed on by a 70-year-old man?
If you eat Spam, you got to be used to a little bit of pee. Or Vienna sausages.
Mm-hmm. There's a wang already in
it.
I would think.
You guys are disgusting.
The perfect amount of wang. I don't want extra urine wang.
Yeah.
But also, it's on the outside of the can.
Yeah.
But how can you be so sure?
Wash the can.
Yeah. Okay. Have you tried it? Because we have.
Okay. Moving on.
My story is out of Indiana.
Yeah, come on. Oh, you don't say there.
Yeah, let's go Pacers. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, I mean.
Hoosiers.
Let's go. Other Indiana school.
Yeah. Well, there was a 3-year-old who was in a Walmart store in Indiana when they saw a monkey in the store.
I'm sorry, what?
A monkey.
Okay. Yep.
Not working, just there wearing a diaper.
Not working? Did that have to be stated?
Just clarifying.
Okay, yeah.
It was wearing a diaper and a leash. This monkey was walking around and apparently got too close to the 3-year-old, so the monkey scratched the 3-year-old.
Oh my gosh.
Kind of attacked.
Okay.
Apparently, they had the paperwork for the monkey that it was an emotional support animal.
Okay.
So it was allowed to be in the store. But upon further investigation, the paperwork was registered to a dog, not a monkey.
The emotional support dog, dog had an emotional support monkey. Noted.
Yeah, a lot going on down in the Indiana Walmart. So they've filed a case against it, and they're hoping to get lawmakers to strengthen the laws.
It's a wild animal. Exactly. Anyone believing that a monkey can be an emotional support animal?
You know how you control them monkeys in the Walmart? You just pee on them.
Hey, at least this monkey had the decency to wear a diaper.
Yeah, that's
Sounds
true.
Like your man could have
benefited.
Done the thing. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The monkey was late.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.